I don't know what's going. Oh my God. Well, you know what I got to do? I got to go right to the top, right to, I'm not wasting any more time, folks. I'm going to call up the guy at the top of the ladder, the top of the ladder. Private. All right. Andy.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
Boo Hecker. I don't have Boo Hecker. He took his nut. I can't get. I'm gonna get big fatty. He said, "All right, I'm calling right now. I'm not fooling around now. I'm calling big fatty. Ugh. God, I should have done this to start with. I don't know why I said, hello, Big Fatty. Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, I can't do. I got to get out of the live. Hey, fuck it. I got to get out of it. Big Fatty. Oh, my God. That was my last chance. Oh, gee. Oh.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right, I'm calling right now. I'm not fooling around now. I'm calling Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2532. I say chew of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of October 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got a list and I've got lots of voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Buffy's Big Fatty, Buffy, Jody, and Sissy, and Mr. French. No, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Buffy's today, because y'all, do you remember back to the good old days of the of the little fatty cast and old Vader's friend Buff? Well, y'all, today's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, you're not gonna play the music? No. But y'all, if you happen to be out at a buffet today, and you see, Buff, getting a piece of cake off the buffet. Yes, Big Fatty, because remember, you can't spell Buff without buffet.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I had an Ask Big Fatty question. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Princess Anna. Princess Anna, what you got?
Okay, so from what I understand, I am not a big seafood person. I like the shrimp, and I like the Mrs. Gordon's yellow box fish sticks kind of a thing. the BM that's kind of outside the place to go for flaking fish. And another podcast that I listened to that's not Pride 48 related was talking about dollar oysters. Now, if memory serves correct, oysters are supposed to be an aphrodisiac, and then they're also shucked and swallowed whole. Does that mean when you take a shit after you've been eating oysters, you're shitting out whole oysters? Like, that just seems, like, scary and freaky, especially if you have, like, more than one. I don't know. All right, just thought I'd ask. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Now, as you know, Big Fatty is very particular about his seafood, shrimp and crab and lobster and clam chowder. All of those okay, but nothing else. Everything else just swims upstream on me. And oysters, you might as well just put a loogie rolled in dirt in your mouth. Big Fatty, you can ask Granny. He likes them.
Oh, Big Fatty, meow. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, Big Fatty, I just had to wash the jalopy. Oh, she's filthy and she's gonna get worse. She needs a wax terribly. But I've been too busy because it takes half a damn day to strip and blah, 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 all that stuff you do. Because, you know, I'm fat and I don't move very quickly.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Anyway, and then I ran out to get some dinner because I don't want to cook because we've got an event at the coal mine Thursday night and then Friday. And then I've got to run down to the... Oh, Lord. Here comes Miss Hordy. Everyone get out of the way. There's a car coming. Then I've got to run down to the hideaway Friday after work because there's another hurricane coming that way. So I need to go button up the motor mobile home and make sure Miss Dolly's all ready to go and, you know, isn't going to blow away. But what I was really calling about, and I'm so fat I'm resting the phone on my stomach, so it's pointing up. What I was really calling about, they all just ran the light. Every single one of them, like six cars just ran that light because they couldn't possibly wait. Sorry, boy, I am in a pissy mood, which is probably why I'm calling. You can really cut all that other stuff out. Big Fatty. We need to have a wardrobe intervention with your pleated khaki pants that I know they say no iron, but they really need to be ironed. With train tracks down the legs, and they're like acid washed khaki pants. And I'm looking out for you here. And your excuse of, I don't care, they fit, they're comfortable, they fit good. Not a good excuse. Me and your little lamb were, and I noticed them earlier today, but they were so horrifying I had to keep averting my eyes. Anyway, so I think your listeners now need to have a fat ass intervention. Anyway, looking forward to tomorrow and Friday being your last days doing your hootenanny stuff at the coal mine, and next year someone else can do it. So, okay, gotta run. There was a point other than your pants here, but I can't remember what it was, so. All right, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda, and Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and thank you so much for, y'all, I don't know why these pants were so horrible. Y'all, it's, I don't care. Being Fatty, it shows, and y'all, I don't know what he means by railroad tracks down the side. I don't know what that means, but y'all, I can assure you, I ain't ironing no damn pants. It's just all there is to it, and you know, it's just the coal mine, and you know, I'm probably gonna short and Big Fatty. Because, you know, I don't wear the underpants. No, Big Fatty, you do not wear the underpants. And, but anyway, y'all, there ain't nothing wrong with these pants. And they fit. And that's the important thing. But Veda, thank you so much for the call and for all your rambling. And it sounds to me like you're fat, you can't get around, and you're losing your memory. Big Fatty, he's following right in your footsteps. He'll be going out and buying pants just like you.
Good afternoon, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty.
We're all here at the Horror Hotel. It's me. It is Jim. It is
Bill. And we having a good time, and we're thinking of you, Big Fatty.
But he was trying to say Bill. He was having his
mouth full of popcorn.
But
anyway,
you know, it's always
popcorn and Crisco.
Popcorn and Crisco. It's always time to say hello from the Horror Hotel.
Yes, we do.
You should be here, Jim.
Yeah.
Speak to Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. We got a question for you.
Oh, is it Big Fatty time?
It's cue the music.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
well,
blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us direct from the Horror Hotel, from Aw Chris, and the number one funky homo, Jim. What do you got?
I forgot what it was. Anyway, we're here at Lend a Friend a Hand Weekend. And we want to know, what do we want to know?
How big of a hand?
How big of a hand is too big? There you go.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
There you go. How much bacon is too much bacon, Big Fatty? Bill?
How much cheese is too much cheese?
There you go.
Mouth full of popcorn, sorry.
Oh, my God.
we've got three Ask Big Fatty questions all right here in a row. So, Big Fatty, get to it. I mean,
we
take care of it.
All right.
You know what the fuck it is.
Dick, I see that is all Chris and the number one funky homo. And gentlemen, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voices. And these are excellent questions. Now, the first question, how big is too big of a hand? And Jim, for you, I think double fisting is a big fatty isn't big enough. How much bacon is too much bacon? That's too much bacon, said no one ever. So that answers that. And how much cheese is too much cheese? Big fatty when you're backed up to halfway to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, you probably had too much cheese. Yes, Big Fatty, unless you need a big hand. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Back in the summer, back in June, I got a recall notice on the Ruby Red about the driver's airbag, and that I had, you know, they said that the parts were ready, and I should call the local dealer and make an appointment. Well, y'all, I called, and and they said, oh, well, we haven't received the parts yet, and I said, okay. And, you know, I thought they'd call me back when they came in or something. Never heard from them. And I called a couple other times and I couldn't get the right person. But anyway, I finally got in touch with the right person this week. And she's got me scheduled for Tuesday at 8 a.m. in the morning to get my driver's side airbag, Big Fatty, in the airbag replaced. And y'all, then in the mail here at the villa today, I get a recall reminder I need to get in and get this recall taken care of. So y'all, that's gonna happen on Tuesday. Y'all, speaking Speaking of 8 a.m. in the morning, y'all, it's some of it's been because it's been raining a lot here in Charleston. And it's been cloudy, but y'all, have you noticed that the at least in the northern hemisphere, the days are getting shorter? it's dark in the mornings, and y'all, I think the sunset is like 6:58 p.m. in the evening or something like that now. The daylight is getting shorter, and y'all, looking forward to it. You know what I'm gonna say? The return to standard time. You know, I gave you what did I give you? I gave you the recipe for the fried cone on yesterday's show, and y'all, I got another recipe for fried cone from Moose P, and y'all, I think I'm gonna save that and share it with you tomorrow. Anyway, so you might want to have your pencils ready later on this week. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about a hard sauce, and I always thought it was butter and butter and sugar. And Dr. Stone said that he thought that it also included liquor. Big Fatty, I barely know her. And y'all, then that Peter G. and I think it was either Drum Major Cab, you know, the Flop Foe, or Brian in Danbury said that they knew hard sauce to have some booze in it. That Peter G. says my hard sauce always had some booze in it, like brandy or rum. So, y'all, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my mother about if my grandmother had, as she would call it, flavoring in her hard sauce. By the way, Peter G., I got a gay crema card from you in the Villa mailbox today, but I'm going to hold that until we get to gay crema at the end of the month. So, but it's arrived. So, y'all, you know Miss Beaver has been on holiday, as they say. She was over there in the Japan, Mexico. Big Fatty, did she see Brian in the Japan, Mexico, or the geisha? And I don't know. I haven't gotten word about that. But the Japanese geisha. And anyway, y'all, I got a comment over at the BFO. He says, hey, Big Fatty. And you know, I got that card, that postcard from Miss Beaver, and I couldn't read the word on there. It says, you know, lots of love, and I don't know, from the Beaver family. And she says, Big Fatty, you know, my typing with my little beaver paws is hard enough, but writing with a pen is hell. And of course, you know, in our age, you don't remember what you had for breakfast, so how should I remember what I wrote? Something probably about bacon. Y'all, Miss Beaver said she was catching up on little shows. She was, what is it? Oh, binge watching. She was binge listening or something like that. But poor Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, the poor thing. And y'all, she's going through the change. Big Fatty! I mean, you know, the jet lag. That change. Oh, that's very different. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard old Stinkpot from over there at Smellcast little show. And, you know, Toppy, I played a lot of voice letters today, but I don't think I had one from you. Would you like to try and explain yourself?
All right, I'm calling right now. I'm not fooling around now. I'm calling. I'm calling Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, you can play his call on tomorrow's little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.